Espresso English Podcast, Episode 42, Advanced Vocabulary, 16 Different Words for Speaking. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. The English language has an enormous number of words, a very rich vocabulary, and this makes it possible to use different words than the ones we normally use in order to give extra meaning to our phrases and sentences. Today, you're going to learn 16 different words for speaking or communication. First, we have the words yell, shout, scream, and shriek, which mean to speak loudly or make a loud sound. You might yell, shout, scream, or shriek if you are communicating with someone who is far away. In this case, we usually use the words yell or shout. For example, the soccer coach shouted instructions to the players on the field. The players are far away, so he needs to speak with a loud volume. He shouts instructions. We also use these words to describe speaking with a loud volume when you are angry. In this case, we usually use yell, shout, or scream. For example, my boss yelled at me after I missed an important deadline. Yelled in this context means spoke loudly and with anger. When we are afraid or surprised, we usually scream or shriek. For example, Barbara shrieked when she found a giant spider in her bed. She's probably both surprised and afraid, so she shrieked. In this case, she probably didn't say any words. She just let out a loud, high-pitched sound. And we also use scream and shriek when we are in pain. For example, the little boy started screaming when he accidentally closed his finger in the car door. Again, when we are in pain, we usually don't say words. Instead, we just scream a loud sound. So there you have yell, shout, scream, and shriek, all of which mean to speak loudly or let out a loud sound, but we use them in four different situations. Our next word is cheer. Cheer means to yell or shout in a happy or excited way. People often cheer at sports games and after a great music or theater performance. For example, everyone cheered when the Brazilian team scored a goal. Now that you've learned some words for vocalizing loudly, here's one that means to speak extremely quietly. Whisper. When you whisper, you say your words without using your voice. This is an example of whispering. You would whisper in a movie theater so as not to disturb the other people. You would also whisper when you don't want anyone else to hear what you're saying. Our next word is mumble. To mumble means to speak quietly and not clearly without opening your mouth very much. People often mumble when they don't want to talk or when they're nervous, embarrassed, or have low confidence in general. For example, my son mumbled an apology to my daughter after breaking her favorite toy. Again, mumbled an apology means he probably said it like this, "I'm sorry." Instead of speaking clearly, "I'm sorry," he spoke quietly and not clearly without opening his mouth very much. We have two more words that mean to speak in a quiet voice. Those are mutter and murmur. The difference between these two is that mutter is usually complaining and saying negative things, whereas murmur is neutral. For example, he left the store muttering about the terrible customer service. Again, muttering means he's complaining. He's speaking his complaints in a quiet voice. Here's an example with murmur. My piano teacher murmured a few words of encouragement to me before I went on stage to perform. In this case, she murmured, she spoke in a quiet voice, But she said something positive. She murmured a few words of encouragement. A similar word to mutter is grumble. That also means to complain in a quiet, low-pitched voice. Speaking of complaining, we also have the word whine. Whine means to complain in an annoying, high-pitched voice. Whine is spelled W-H-I-N-E, but the H is silent. For example, my kids started whining when I told them they couldn't watch TV until they had finished their homework. So an example of the kids whining would be like this. But Mom, that's not fair. I'll miss my favorite program. It's complaining in an annoying way. That's whining. Our next word means to speak continuously for a long time with too many details or different topics. The verb for that is ramble. For example, you shouldn't ramble during a job interview. Try to keep your answers concise and relevant. Again, ramble means to speak for too long and include too many details. The next word is chat. Chat means to have an informal conversation. You can use chat for informal conversations both online and offline, face-to-face. For example, the teacher was chatting with a few students in the hallway. Another verb that's often related to chatting is gossip. To gossip means to talk about other people's lives, especially negative things or secret details. For example, my neighbor loves to gossip. I think she's got some dirt on everyone who lives in this apartment building. Dirt is a slang word for some scandalous or secret information. The word gossip is both a verb and a noun describing this type of speaking, talking about other people. Some people have problems with their speech. Two verbs for this are stutter and stammer. These both mean to speak while repeating some sounds. For example, if someone says, please don't do that, then they are stuttering or stammering. Some people do this because they have a speech problem, and other people do it occasionally when they are extremely afraid or nervous. Our final vocabulary word is a phrasal verb, snap at someone. To snap at someone means to say a quick phrase in an annoyed or angry way. For example, when I asked my wife if dinner was ready, she snapped at me. An example of she snapped at me would be, if you want dinner, make it yourself. That's just a quick phrase, and it's said with an annoyed or angry tone. That's what it means to snap at someone. As you can see, using vocabulary words like these can give an extra layer of meaning or context to your sentence. If you want to expand your vocabulary even further, check out the Vocabulary Builder course, especially Level 2, which is for upper intermediate and advanced students. You'll learn a lot of these words which are synonyms or close relations to common words, but which can help make your speaking and writing more interesting and more complex. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the Vocabulary Builder course. There's Level 1, which builds basic vocabulary for pre-intermediate and intermediate students, and Level 2, which helps upper intermediate and advanced students take their vocabulary to the next level. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.